Next up is agenda item three, and that is PR 2020-004024, SD 2024-00074, which is a request for preliminary final plat, and SD 2024-00075, which is a request for vacation of private easement. CSI Cartesian Surveys, Inc., as agent for GDCVS LLC, requests the aforementioned actions for all or a portion of tracts H5A, H6B, and H9A, all zoned MXM, located on Universe Boulevard Northwest between Paseo del Norte and Paradise Boulevard Northwest, containing approximately 5.3125 acres. Do we have a representative of the applicant team here? Mr. Mulhall, I see your hand raised, sir.
Yes, good morning, sir. This is Ryan Mulhall with Cartesian Surveys, Inc., address PO Box 44414, Rio Rancho, New Mexico, 87174, serving as agent.
Thank you, sir. Anyone else from your team here to testify today?
I don't think we need to swear anybody in. We can do that as necessary. I think we have a few people sitting in, but I don't expect that to be necessary.
Thank you, sir. In that case, please raise your right hand. And do you swear or affirm to tell the truth?
I do swear.
Thank you. Go ahead, sir, if you'd please present the applications.
Certainly. So we have three existing tracts that we are looking to subdivide to create four new tracts. So adding that north-south line, sort of continuing it from the west lot line of H5A1, and then eliminating the lot line inside of H6B and H9A to create a larger lot there. And then we're also looking to vacate the sort of cul-de-sac portion that is shown and highlighted with that plus hatch, that easement 20. We're looking to get rid of that to clean up kind of how the drive aisles and everything are going to be used in the future. And so there is a forthcoming site plan that's going to follow and be for this same set of properties. We attached a slightly older draft of that site plan, and that's on sheet 28 of our application and everything. And so pretty straightforward, just lot line elimination, subdivision, and then vacation of the easement to facilitate that future pad there for a H9A-1. And so with that, we await comment. Thank you.
Very good. Thank you, Mr. Mulhall. Okay, at this time, I'll call for any members of the public who'd like to address this item to please raise their hand. Again, this is agenda item three, and it's a request for preliminary final plat and vacation of private easement on Universe Boulevard between Paseo and Paradise. Please raise your hand if you'd like to address that item. I'm scrolling through the participant list and I don't see anyone with the hand raised. Again, please raise your hand to provide public comment on agenda item three. Last call for public comment on agenda item three. Okay, it doesn't appear that there's any public comment on agenda item three. So we will proceed to the DFT specialty member comments, beginning with the Water Authority. Mr. Gutierrez.
Hi, this is David Gutierrez with the Water Authority. Have a couple minor comments. One is to add a note on the plat, two notes actually. One that has easement information, and it's in my comments. I don't know if you want the actual note as a condition to read it out, but it is in my memo. So there's that as well. So easement 24, I need that dimensioned in the note. I don't know if it has different dimensions throughout the plat, but I think it's a consistent one, but please note that in the actual note referencing the easement. And then easement 15, I was looking at the exhibit up just a second ago, and it appears maybe my copy was messed up that I was looking at, or didn't load correctly, but that doesn't seem to be an issue. But the copy I got, I couldn't see the line work for easement 15, which is a water and sewer easement at the southeast corner. So that doesn't seem to be an issue on this. So I could retract that comment. Other than
Okay.
that's it for me. No objection to the vacation either. Thank you.
Okay.
Thank
Yeah,
you, Mr. Gutierrez.
yeah,
Yeah,
this
if
is
you
Ryan
could
with
please send
Cartesian.
those comments in the chat by Mr. Mall. Sorry.
Yeah, so I was just going to note that we do have that existing infrastructure sizing note. That's on sheet one of the plat. And then we didn't feel that it was necessary to have the water and sanitary sewer easements note, just because we're granting a general PUE. But we can add that on sheet three if you'd like. And then yeah, easement 15, ties in with a number of other water and sewer line easements. 3, 11, and 26 there. So we're pretty confident that that's all nice. So go ahead and just let us know about that water and sewer easements note, the sort of second note that you'd asked for. Thank you.
This is David. Just to respond real quick, Mr. Hearing Officer.
Go ahead, sir.
I believe you are granting an easement, correct? I'm going off memory right now. I gave these comments a few days ago, so testing my memory. But if you're granting any easements, we do want that note on there. Can you clarify if you're granting easements?
Yeah, this is Ryan with Cartesian. I apologize for not mentioning that at the start of sort of our introduction of this, but we are granting an easement 29. It coincides with existing easement 28. And so that's kind of in that northwest corner. There's a mirroring of that easement 28 that was granted to PNM. So we'll add that easement note on that general note on sheet three for you. Thank you.
Thanks.
Very good. Thank you. Next up is code enforcement, Mr. Ibarra.
Good morning, Mr. Hearing Officer Marcelo for code enforcement. Code enforcement has no comments, no objections for this request.
Thank you. Next up is Parks and Recreation, Ms. Phelan.
Hello, this is Whitney Phelan with Parks and Recreation, and I don't have any objections to the requested action. Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Phelan. Next up is Hydrology, Mr. Chen.
Tiquan Chen, Hydrology. Hydrology has an approved grading drainage plan with engineer stamp date of February 20th, 2024. Hydrology has no objection. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Next up is Transportation, Mr. Armijo.
Ernest Armijo, Transportation. Transportation has an approved conceptual TCL dated March 21st, 2024. We have no objection. As a reminder, for future development, we'll require a full TCL prior to building permit.
Thank you, sir. And planning, Ms. Alec?
I have this case, Mr. Hearing Officer.
Oh, thank you. Go ahead, Mr. Ibarra.
Okay, so planning has no objections for this request. I did notice, though, that the application number needs to be added to the plat. Also to mention that the AHS office must approve the DHF file, and proof of approval must be provided prior to final sign-off of the plat. And also the date of the DHO approval shall be recorded of the plat per 66K2K of the IDO. And also, can you guys please confirm that if there is an approved site development plan for this site or this property, and whether or not if any changes of the parking lot layout will happen through this replatting action? I just wanted to make sure that, it's meeting parking calculations as per the use.
This is from all with Cartesian Surveys. There's no current.
This is Jay Rodenbeck. This is Jay Rodenbeck. Sorry, jumping in. We just need Marcel to identify himself as the speaker who made those comments because he didn't identify himself.
Oh, I'm sorry. Marcelo Ibarra with planning was making the previous comments.
All right, thanks.
Thank you.
Okay. Yeah, this is Ryan. So, with Cartesian Survey. So, in response to those comments, there's no existing use for these lots, or these tracts rather, at this time. And so, there's no, changes or anything that the plat would introduce with, parking and everything like that. As I said, kind of in the run up to this, we have a draft of the soon to come site plan that breaks down how parking will be provided, and that's sheet 28 of our application. And so that lists out the parking spaces and all that future development, forward-looking stuff is satisfied. So that's on the far right there is where all those counts are.
Okay.
Pretty good.
That works.
Thank you.
Okay, so
Anything further, Mr. Ibarra?
no, I think that's it. I just copied the criteria that it's meeting for the vacation of easement in the chat box.
Thank you. Thanks for sending that. Very good. Ms. Wolfley, any concluding comments?
Sorry, this is Jolene Wolfley, and I just want to confirm with Jay and Mr. Mulhall that there was an infrastructure list previously when this entire site was platted, and that infrastructure list remains in effect, correct, Mr. Mulhall?
This is from a whole Cartesian surveys. This is the plotting action, so I'm a little confused about maybe some of the history of that. But if there's any prior infrastructure lists or action that would be binding.
This is Jay Rodenbach. I'm looking up the history real quick for these infrastructure list approvals on this site. Bear with me one second here. I'm seeing three separate, well, I'm seeing three separate infrastructure list approvals. You want me to share them on the screen, Jolene?
No, I just wanted to confirm, since planning had a comment about confirming no public infrastructure required, and it made me recollect that we already did a lot of the infrastructure work in previous platting actions for the larger property. And so it's probably either constructed or captured on an infrastructure list already.
Yeah, this is Ryan with Cartesian. I'm not familiar with anything that, would need to still be financially guaranteed or that needs to be forthcoming ahead of this plotting action. Thank you.
Thank you.
Very good. Thank you for those confirmations. Anything further on this item? All right. In that case, just thank you, everybody, for your comments and submittals. And I will hereby approve agenda item three. It's a PR 2020-004024, SD 2020-400074, which is the preliminary final plat, and SD 2020-400075, vacation of private easement. With regard to the plat, it is approved because the application meets all the applicable requirements of the IDO, the DPM, and other adopted city regulations with the following conditions. First of all, the existing, I'm sorry, add the following notes to the plat. Existing public water and/or sanitary sewer infrastructure may not be constructed or sized to adequately serve potential future development. Improvement or upsizing of existing public infrastructure may be required as a condition of future development approval. Next, the next comment to be added is that shall read ABCWUA public water and sanitary sewer easements. Albuquerque Bernalillo County Water Utility Authority, ABCWUA, is granted easements in the dimensions noted on this plat for the construction, installation, maintenance, repair, modification, replacement, and operation of public water and sanitary service lines, equipment, and facilities reasonably necessary to provide service, together with free access on and over the easement, and the right to remove trees, shrubs, undergrowth, and any other obstacles, modifications, or structures which interfere with the use of the easement. Also add dimensions for easement 24 in the keyed note. Further, the application numbers must be added to the plat. The Aegis office must approve the DXF file, and proof of approval must be provided prior to final sign-off of a plat. The date of the DHO approval shall be recorded on the plat per IDO section 66K2K. With regard to the vacation of private easement, I find that, sorry, bear with me one second. I approve the vacation of the private easement because the public welfare does not require that the easement be retained, and there's no convincing evidence that any substantial property right is abridged by this vacation. There is a net benefit to the public welfare. I'm sorry, that prior condition I read was pursuant to section 66M3A of the IDO. Furthermore, pursuant to IDO section 66M3B, there is a net benefit to the public welfare because the development made possible by the vacation is clearly more beneficial to the public welfare than the minor detriment resulting from the vacation, and there's no convincing evidence that any substantial property right is being abridged against the will of the owner of the right. Let's see, did I get any comments? Please, did I miss any comments? Please speak up if I missed any conditions. Very good, thank you everybody. That concludes agenda item 3.